He's not on yet. Okay. You guys stop it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We will start with the L'Shem Yichud, and then we are scheduled to Pasuk 407 in section 36 of Parasha Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabrichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Leakta L'shem Yud He Bobalhe Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kunanei Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kunanehu Pasuk 407 Kewan de David Maokala Nitar at Kayama Gakita Kaze Ita de Minea Malchuta de Itstered Mirushalayim Miadahel de Savar de Echatun Leia miyad v'im serun Leia biyadoi Teduma v'yomut v'ha'hu alma Ad it basar Be'yadiktiv gam Hashem he'avir Chatad chalotamut Veya sha'ata patach v'amar lulei Hashem ezrata likimat shachna duma nafshi. The translation. Because David did not preserve this sign of the covenant as he should have, Kingship was taken away from him, and he was banished from Jerusalem. He was afraid that he would immediately be brought down to be handed over to Duma, and that he would die in the world of truth without meriting spiritual life. Then he was given the good news, as it is written, Hashem also has commuted your sin, you shall not die. At that very moment he exclaimed, Unless Hashem had been my help, my soul had soon dwelt in silence, in Duma, meaning that he would have been handed over to the angel Duma. My commentary with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Does this relate to the fact that Adam saw King David had no years of life? Questions, comments, thoughts?
I have a question. What does that mean that David did not preserve the covenant? I thought he was circumcised.
He was circumcised.
Doesn't that preserve?
He may have done something in a sexually improper. We were discussing that yesterday, that we didn't really know what he had done, and I didn't have the time today because of Rosh Chodesh to do the research. So he must have done something improper, and the previous verses were saying it might have been having to do with Bathsheba, but the prophet is telling him that it didn't have to do with Bathsheba. So we really
right.
don't know what the sexual impropriety was, but he must have done a sexual impropriety.
Could it be because he went ahead of Hashem's plan? Because she was his soulmate, but he pushed ahead before the time that it should have been.
But if we read the verse that we read yesterday and that it's being repeated here, let me get back to it. Hashem has commuted your sin. You shall not die. So even whatever he did was commuted. He was
pardoned. Well, I think it was because he repented.
Of course, the only way you would get a commutation is if you have done teshuvah.
Well, I read, too, that it was his duty to go to the Sanhedrin with Uriah because he didn't follow his orders. But if he had done that, then it would have exposed what happened. So it still all relates, I think, you know, to him not waiting for Hashem's timing, where she would have become his soulmate. But that's just my opinion.
It's very possible that you're correct. I just don't know. And, you know, Brandy's asking, and I can't give her a definitive answer. It could be that. It could be something else. We just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had a lot of wives.
Well, he could only have four.
Well, that's a lot.
Well, I have to agree with that.
And you know there must have been jealousy among those wives, too. Which would have caused Ayin Hara and his wife.
Yes, because whenever they talk about Bathsheba coming to him for Solomon to inherit from him, he needed to say it publicly for Bathsheba, and it was because the other son was saying that he was the older, and therefore he was going to get the kingship. And Bathsheba and Nathan had him come in to get the elderly king out of his bed and over to solve the inheritance problem. So there was always a lot of palace intrigue in the Jewish world, that's for sure.
Well, I think Hashem forgave him because of the circumcision, but also because he repented. And, I mean, one of the Psalms, he cries out, and then he fasted for a week. And I had forgotten that I had tried to find the name of the baby, if it was somewhere in the one that died, if it was somewhere in Midrash. But then I got to thinking, well, if he fasted a week, that means the baby didn't live to the eighth day to be circumcised.
That is also possibly true. I don't know.
I don't either. There's so many connections to seven and then to eight. And
all the rest of it.
Right. So, you know, now when we see a number, you know, we look at it hard and usually see how it relates to something.
Correct.
Something, maybe, you know.
Let's go on to 408.
Okay.
Betachi dach we amar my hai be amar David beharini. O Toviet na wehu man yakil mechel me le yalchu shabrihu ela hake taminam behayo shata deit gezar ale yahu o nasha with David. Yada di al dila nitar ho at kidka yaot itanash behai tikola kahada ahida kola mitremis behai at willai great sadik. Mandila nitarleya idka yaot awabae bioteya we amar vichareni o tovi et nawehu. The translation. Another one continued the discussion by asking what is meant by the words of David, and show me both him and his habitation. For who is able to see the Holy One, blessed be he? And then he replies, we have learned that at the moment when Absalom decreed David's punishment, David knew that it was because by sinning with Bathsheba, he did not preserve the sign as he should have. So he was punished in this, in having his kingdom taken away from him. Because everything is united as one, and everything is alluded to in the sign. Malchut of above in Jerusalem. And one is not a righteous man if he does not preserve the sign properly. For this reason, David prayed and said, and show me both him, The Hebrew word is oto, and his habitation. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. The Hebrew word oto translates as his sign, not him. Sign is the makor, the marker, scarf, from the Brit. His habitation isn't his home in the higher worlds. Questions, comments, thoughts. It actually should say it's his habitation is his home in the higher worlds.
Well, I just looked up 2 Samuel 15:25, and it's talking about when they will. He wanted to bring the ark back, I guess, away from the Philistines. That's what it sounds like. Do you want me to read that verse?
Yeah, sure.
It says, "And the king said to Zadok, carry back the ark of God, the city. If I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me again and show me both it and its habitation."
He was asking to see the home of the ark.
So here it's more spiritual. It's relating to a higher level.
Correct. It's relating. It's relating to the the building of the temple. The ark was in Shiloh, and then he had to. He had to move it to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he didn't keep it because it has to do with the ark.
Well, I thought maybe it was bringing it back from the Philistines, but I don't think this particular chapter is dealing with that, because a few verses above, it's talking about Zadok and all the Levites were with him carrying the Ark of the Covenant. And so that wasn't the way the Ark came back. Remember, the Philistines put it on a cart.
Right.
And
it couldn't handle the Ark.
So this was a different chapter.
Maybe it'll become clearer if we read another verse. But basically, we read three verses yesterday and two today that we really don't understand properly yet.
Yeah. Well, it looks like I see the last sentence is Oto again, so it's going to give us a little bit better explanation. Excuse me.
Verse 409.
Okay.
My oto da'at kayama kadisha da dechilna ve'it avid minai memtet begin ditrain ilain malchuta ve'Yerushalayim V'hai achidan ugin kach kale v'vauteya otoviet navho dit hadar malchuta Behai atle atreya. Bekola chad mila. The translation. What is Oto? It is the sign of the Holy Covenant. The Hebrew word is Ot. And David was afraid that he had lost it. Why did he think that he had lost the sign of the covenant? Because these two, the kingdom and Jerusalem, are both attached to the sign of the covenant. So as the kingship was taken away from him, and he was banished from Jerusalem, he thought that the sign of the covenant was also taken away from him. Therefore, in his prayer, he linked Oto and his habitation together, because Oto alludes to the sign of the covenant and his habitation to Malchut. So he prayed that Malchut, which is attached to the sign, Hebrew word is Ot, may return to his palace, return to his place, and both justify what. I'm sorry. So he prayed that Malchut, which is attached to the sign, Ot, may return to its place, and both subjects are actually the same. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written.
And that explains the words, and show me both him, his son, and his habitation, because if Oto is the covenant and the habitation is Jerusalem, it's Malkut, it's kingship, you know, kingdom. Right. He saw them as one in unity. And so that's why he was missing, that he had messed up, I guess you'd say. He thought he had lost both.
Right. He thought he had sinned with Bathsheba, but he really hadn't. And that's what these verses have been telling us.
But they do come out and say that he didn't preserve the sign as he should have. And it's associating it with Bathsheba. At least the translation is saying that to me.
Understood. I agree with
you. I keep going back to the letter of the law, the spirit of the law. You know, yeah, she wasn't Nidah. She was pure. She was at a get. And then something else I read, I don't know if I said it to you. Brandy and I had a conversation early, so I don't know if I said it to Brandy, but because he did not follow through with Uriah, when Uriah refused to go into Bathsheba, it was his duty to go to the Sanhedrin, I guess you would say, the elders, and report it, but he didn't want to do that. And
right.
So maybe that act of not doing it, because it would have exposed more than he wanted exposed, then that may have been considered part of not doing it, preserving the covenant in a proper way, like he should have, because that would have been the way. Or he would have had the restraint to not, even though he could go to her. It wasn't Hashem's timing. And what do we call the time? The right place, the right time, the right kavanah for everything. And so he doesn't have the right timing with taking her.
It makes sense to me, what you're saying.
Yeah. But we just don't know.
It's still not clear. I mean, we've got roughly six verses that we haven't. They're all related, and we don't really understand them yet. But we'll work on it.
Yeah. Well, at least I understand more than I did when I heard it the first time back in, I figured it had to be June or July, because it was the summer that we attended that Chabad seminar. Because Tony was on vacation, so that's what we wanted to do on our vacation. And it was we converted on March 1st. That was when we were in New York. And it was that summer, that same summer. So I heard this story about the get and everything, and that it really wasn't adultery. That was a long time ago.
That's kind of how the system works. You get information here, you get another bit of information there, and then 4 or 5 years go by, you get another piece of information, and then all of a sudden you make a connection between those three pieces of information.
Right.
The next verse goes into a different subject, so.
Okay.
It's almost time anyway.
Okay.
You all have a good evening.
Okay, thank you.
Questions and answers tonight.
Okay.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.